Holy Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter, starting at the 14th verse. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father, Zebedee, in the boats with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. The word for children this week is "How I Became a Pirate." Lori will be reading that. Time's up. God's kingdom is here. Repent and believe. With all the readings about repentance and the time being now and believing, it starts to feel kind of like Lent already. Yeah. God is with us. The light is here. And Jesus has come at last to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. And yet we're not quite sure yet what that good news is. All he says is, "Time's up, God's kingdom is here, repent and believe in it, and come follow me." In our first reading today, another prophet goes to a great city, Nineveh, the capital of Assyria. The story says that it takes 3 days to walk across. Jonah is reluctant. He gets there and he says, "Time's up, 40 days and God will overthrow your city." He's a reluctant messenger and he goes to a foreign kingdom, gives a sermon even shorter than Jesus' sermon in the gospel text, and decides, "Okay, I'm done my job." He leaves the city, time to go watch the show. Time to watch the destruction of Nineveh. But even before Jonah gets out of the city, something's wrong. It's not going the way he wants it to. The people of Nineveh believe in God. They repent. Everyone, from the great and the powerful to the small and weak, begin to fast and put on sackcloth. Even the king exchanges his royal robe for sackcloth. He gets off his throne and sits in ashes. And the animals too, even. The king declares that they also will wear sackcloth and fast. The people of Nineveh turn to God in hope that God will change God's mind. They hope that a change of their heart and minds will maybe lead God to change God's own mind and heart. And it does. God changes his mind. God is moved to pity for these people. God has mercy on Nineveh. God, who is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, sends a messenger to a foreign city, a message that messenger is sure they won't hear. Not that it matters, because their fate is sealed, he thinks. And sure enough, the city is overturned, not destroyed, as Jonah hopes, but overturned, turned towards God. God's kingdom takes hold of Nineveh. God's grace, this is God's grace and mercy. It's not destructive, but it's wild. It's not pretty. It's messy. It turns things, it turns places, it turns people inside out. When God's kingdom takes hold, kings sit in ashes, animals wear clothes, and fish swallow prophets. So, when Jesus comes to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God, that God's kingdom has come, we should expect things to go sideways. The heavens are ripped apart. A rabbi chooses fishermen, common laborers, to be his disciples. He casts out demons, legions of them, and cures disease. The lame walk, the blind see. Sinners and tax collectors eat with God's beloved Son. And the sea and the wind obey him. We know that when God's kingdom comes, the world is overturned and society turns upside down. The first become the last, and the last become first. It's the little children that come to God. When God's kingdom comes to us, to me, and to you, it's messy. Our lives are turned upside down. We're turned inside out toward God. It's a bumpy ride, but it's God's ride. So buckle up, because Jesus is in Galilee, and God is here. God, who is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, is bringing the kingdom here. Buckle up. Let's join in together in confessing our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end.
We believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Confident that God, our light and our salvation, hears us when we pray, let us offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. For the church in all its forms, for unity in Christ, and for those who proclaim the good news in word and deed, that all trust that the kingdom of God has come near, let us pray. For clean water and air, for fertile lands so that all creatures and people have enough food, nourishing drink, and breathable air, let us pray. For public defenders and district attorneys, for the armed forces and international peace organizations, for all public leaders, that those in authority work for the well-being of all people, let us pray. For the poor and oppressed, for the sick and bereaved, for those living with HIV and AIDS, and for all people in need, especially Gemma, Raymat, Pastor Ted, Dave, Shirley, Yvonne, Gil and Elsa, Patrick, Susan, Lynn, Jeff, Ella, Marlene, Ron, Lauren, Lorna, Casimir and Christabel, Gloria, Britt Marie, Sherry, Diane, Randy, Warren, Murray, Erica, Ray, Devona, and those who mourn, the Webb, Proctor, Fluelling, Sneddon, Barvier, Potter, Manula, Woolery, Kirbyson, Dreger, Holst, Schmidt, Johansson, Kurtz, Hard, and Cantelberg families, that your power and compassion will be visible to those who need care and those who provide care. Let us pray. For this congregation and its ministries, for visitors in our midst, and for students returning to school, that your Holy Spirit will guide us in all our endeavors. Let us pray. In thanksgiving for those who have died, that their lives of faithful service point us to the steadfast love of Christ, let us pray. Mercy, O God. Merciful God, you hear our prayers even before we speak them. Receive them for the sake of the one through whom you have revealed your goodness, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Also with you. Let us pray.